Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Brian Piranha. Coach Brian is married to his high school sweetheart with four kids, and their family loves to travel all 50 states and working on the seven continents. Now, professionally, he helps entrepreneurs and business owners lose weight through using science-backed nutrition and simple, effective fitness protocols to build a body that matches their lifestyle. Brian, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
One that comes off the top of my head is living in anticipation and having something in the future booked on your calendar, a deadline, something that you're excited about, you're looking forward to, that actually pulls you through, say, the week. Say, most people do stuff on the weekends. And if you have something exciting to look forward to, then the work throughout the week, you can be, say, subconsciously motivated to drive towards that outcome of doing the thing. And then that's part of what living life is at its core, is having fun things to do and being social, entertainment, relationship, adding value to the world, all those things. So there you go.
Yeah, that's it. And the anticipation of things that come sometimes is a blessing, and sometimes it's a little bit of a curse.
Yeah.
I've had a few people come on and talk about like, hey, don't look too much in the future, don't look too much in the past. Just look at what's right in front of you. What are
Right.
your perspectives on that?
Yeah, I love the perception of time. The past is behind us. It's something we want to bring the memories with us and learn from the things that we may not have made a good choice, right? We're human. We're all going to make an error in a sense in the past. And but a lot of people live in it, and we don't want to do that. We just want to learn from it and bring the positive memories with you. The present, that's where we're at right now. Just you and I talking about what is important for you, for me, and for our listeners. And it's really important that you and I are both present to deliver as much value in this particular time of our day. And then the future, again, we live in anticipation. We have things that we look forward to. That's what life is, the journey on. The end destination is who knows how long it is. A human is an average of 70, 75 is the human life experience. And but most of us, we're just trying to live for the weekend and such. And again, making sure that we have strategically placed vacations, get-togethers, enjoyable activities that you get refreshed, refocus on, especially in today's busy, driven world, I find is important. So living in the present and then having something fun to look forward to.
So another way we can look at living in the present is, sometimes we tend to indulge, and sometimes when we indulge enough, our bodies start to change shape.
Yes, they do.
I was watching this documentary about The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, me too. I
Oh
had to,
man.
right? It was Hallmark. In
Ooh,
quotations, Hallmark.
homework, yeah. And what was fascinating about this is I've been up and down with my weight all of my life, and I think this is a perfect topic for a podcast about productivity, because there is no better way to see how productive somebody is by looking at if they are fit and in shape. You
Right.
can't fake that. You can't buy it,
No.
and the only way you get it is by doing the work
Doing
every
the work.
single day and finding a way to make it happen.
Yes.
I'm watching these guys tell their stories about, I fell off the wagon, and I ate my feelings,
Right.
and now I'm 400 pounds.
Right.
And then they go onto this show and they do all this stuff and they lose all this weight and then they gain it back
Right.
because
It's
they were
unfortunate, but
missing
true.
something fundamental. What were they missing, Brian?
Some of the mindset, some of the coping skills, as you saw in the show and on the documentary, there was a heavy drive toward exercise and fitness being that and eating really low. So they didn't put say a lot of strategy in a sense behind the process of how they did it. And you saw that show up time and again in the show of they're trying to get ratings. And ultimately the show went on to producing, millions of even $1 billion worth of revenue because of the 16 seasons and the show just upping the ante every single time around food, around workout, around pushing people to their limits and beyond and getting crazy results. I mean, someone lost 200 and some pounds. That's insane. But it's in a manufactured bubble. It's not in a everyday real life. And that's something where entrepreneurs, business owners, people working high level jobs are under the pressure of that they have to go, have to produce, have to do those things. And then they're probably juggling a family too. The majority of my clients have, the average of 1.7 kids, and they're juggling all these real life situations. And we have to find something that I like to say a middle gear mentality. How do we have behavior, lifestyle changes amongst science-backed information implemented into their day-to-day life to get the look, the feel, the body that they want? As a say end goal, I want all my clients to be in a 5 pound weight range. You're never going to be the same, but if you're in that 5 pound weight range, then you can fluctuate and be fine. You look good with your shirt off in a sense, or look good naked, and you feel confident in your clothing and all, and even business productivity. You have energy, you show up, people see you, and they automatically you can command more authority because of the way you look and present yourself. But we want to have that 5 pound weight range so that when you go up to that, say, higher weight, then you realize warning bells go off. Hey, I'm at the high end of my range. I should do something. And it only takes 1, 2, 4 days to course correct. And it's nothing, oh, I skipped a meal. I walked a bit more. I did another workout. I knocked off the nonsense, whatever I was trying to get away with. And then you go right back into that range. Whereas if you're on the lower end of the range, you probably did a little bit more preparation going to the beach. You want to look good and feel good in a sense. But that's a really happy medium for the majority of people I've ever worked with throughout my last 23 years in this industry.
Yeah, and I like the analogy here to, the middle gear mentality. And that's something where, I've met a lot of people that are just like super extreme. Yeah. And this is like whether it's weight, whether it's business, whether it's, their life, their dating life, their coke habits, whatever it is, they're extreme. And the middle gear is like, hey, you can go really, really far in the middle gear, but if you put it in high gear all the time, you're gonna burn out real fast.
Totally. You see that in
And if you put it in
business.
low gear, you never get there.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. And so I like that because a one of the things, me personally, having gone through I used at my highest, I was about 230 pounds. I'm 5'9", so
Yeah. It's not the best of looks, right? Or
chubby,
the best of feels.
pretty chubby. I ended up losing at least 50 pounds
Yeah.
by not by going extreme, but
Right.
it happened to be like I watched Super Size Me,
Oh, yeah. Yep.
and I was like, I'm never eating a McDonald's again, and so I
Yeah.
basically I just cut out all of the bad stuff and I dropped all this weight, but it wasn't like this extreme crazy thing. It was something that was sustainable for a
Yes.
long time. And I think that that's the thing, the lesson that I'm hearing here that you're teaching is, hey, look, just make regular changes and keep those regular changes because
Consistency.
that's things that humans can do.
At the end, it'll be all tell everyone, here's the secret of my success and what my say superpower is coaching people through making better choices and decisions in those what I call shoelace moments. I have four kids. I'm living a crazy busy lifestyle, two in high school, two in middle school. My wife has and I have to divide and conquer all the time because one's going here, one's going there, and a third one, and now is almost ready to drive here. He's taking his driver's test in a week. So that's a interesting piece of just becoming a parent that every parent would know, remember if they've already been through this, like, oh, they got the driver's license and then they're in high school and all this stuff, right? So we had all this craziness. So the shoelace moment, my second one ever, he's 6'4" somehow and 130 pounds. He runs cross country, he's an artist, and but his shoe doesn't, he doesn't tie his shoes sometimes. It's like, hey, your shoe's untied. And he just looks at me and he shrugs. Now, us adults, if we walk around with our shoelace, we could get away with it sometimes. But also, there's other times where we might trip on it, stumble, fall, or even face plant. And then I'd say the body maintenance, weight maintenance type area that I spend majority of my time helping people lose weight, improve blood panels like cholesterol and triglycerides, chronic illness. I've had people get off being a type 2 diabetic or work with people after heart attacks. But if in our older world, with all these juggling responsibilities, if we don't figure out how to t stop and tie the shoe, they will face plant. And then it's not just 6 days, it's 6 weeks or even 6 years before they come up for air and realize, hey, my body weight is out of control. I feel like she and things are not going well. And if they don't take responsibility for their health, you have everyone has many problems in their life, but we have one problem when we have a health issue, and they will get you after 40. You are gonna die of something, and everything's coming for you. And if you are in worse health, you will be more susceptible to an early death and just a lack of fun or anticipation filled life when you're hit 50 or even retirement age and you've worked so hard and now you can't. So going back to shoelace, my oldest son, maybe he's just so tall he doesn't want to bend over and tie it, but he can get away with it. Even if he fell, he'd bounce back up and be fine. But what my job is to find those shoelace moments in people's everyday lives where they trip up and fall and stumble, and then teach them how to double knot the shoelace. Therefore, the shoe is lace is less likely to come undone at that particular time where they stumble, say 3 p.m. Snack time in the office, or 9, 10, 11 o'clock late night runs to the refrigerator, or all sorts of different examples come up, especially around food. Or hey, I was going to go to the gym, but I'm too tired after work, and I'm just going to go home and sit on the couch and another screen for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I get it, man. So tell us a little bit about who you serve and how we can learn more about it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I serve everyone in a sense. I've worked with young, old, healthy, sick, chronically ill, people who know a lot about this stuff and don't about taking care of their health, nutrition, and all throughout the last 20 some years I've been doing this. But the main focus I've been doing is working with men 40 and over, high achievers in business, probably juggling a family life too. They're headed toward a midlife crisis if they're 20, 30, 50 pounds overweight. And let's avoid that. Let's get your health in order. Let's do it in a way that aligns with your busy lifestyle, with all those stacked responsibilities. You don't have to do it alone. And that's where people, because when they do it alone, they do it like you had given that example of that all or nothing type approach. And they've probably already done all the diets and stuff, and they need an actual process, a blueprint of success. So I have a 100-day fat loss challenge experience. It's for men to come in and be coached by me in a group environment of other like-minded driven men. So we have this really, say, a nice competitive, think of, say, high school sports when you're back there in those glory days and you just thrive because there's it's an innate competition. You had a coach telling you what to do and you just showed up and you did the thing. So that's what I do. I tell people exactly what to do in this 100 days to lose 20 plus pounds to then launch them into the next phase of trying to find either their stability, their weight loss goal, hit that, or find that middle gear mentality of weight loss management and never having to regain it.
Awesome, man. And where can we go to learn more about that?
TheCallToRise.com, or you can catch me on at Coach Brian Piranha on the socials. I post all the time. I swear I posted 8 times yesterday because Gary Vee said that you have to post 15 times a day, and I was only 50%. Maybe I was trying to fall in middle gear mentality.
Middle gear mentality.
Yeah. It's like I'm
Oh,
50% of what Gary said these days. Like, oh, eBay can't keep up with that.
that's awesome. Cool. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks
Yeah,
so much for our
perfect.
guest, Brian Piranha, for coming on, sharing a little bit of wisdom about how to get things done and how to stay in the middle gear mentality so that you don't burn out. For those of you who are interested in learning more about what he does, you can go to thecalltorise.com. And whether on your morning commute or you're in the gym working out, doing some squats, or you're in Brian's garage on the Smith machine, or you're somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, you can download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.